YouTube removes 138,000 dislikes from Biden videos in middle of the night. San Bruno, California. According to sources, YouTube inexplicably removed 138,000 dislikes from Biden videos on its platform somewhere around 3 a.m. this morning. There is a perfectly natural explanation for this, and that is that 138,000 people must have had a change of heart and decided they now like Joe Biden. Wow, said YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki. There is nothing weird about this at all. YouTube has also announced that they will be removing dislikes from videos altogether in order to combat the insidious phenomenon of people disliking politicians. Disliking Joe Biden is a racist dog whistle, and we don't need that kind of toxic behavior on our platform, said creator liaison Matt Koval. No one should be able to see how many people dislike Joe Biden. Democrats in Congress applauded the move by YouTube and are proposing legislation to make it illegal to dislike Biden in real life as well. Biden is now the least disliked president in YouTube's history. That boy was fake crying, says man who bursts into tears whenever someone lightly brushes his elbow. Sacramento, California. After seeing Kyle Rittenhouse take the stand and weep as he recounted having to shoot at bloodthirsty Antifa savages in self-defense, sportsball player LeBron James was quick to criticize Rittenhouse's tears as fake. The man who falls over and weeps bitterly every time someone lightly brushes his elbow criticized the boy who experienced real trauma and fought for his life while being mobbed by bloodthirsty commies. That boy was fake crying, said the delicate bounce ball star angrily. He's never experienced real trauma like me. Has he ever been fouled from 6 feet away like I have? That boy just ate some sour heads. Please, added the man who gets carried off the court for a leg cramp just about every game. LeBron was then immediately knocked over by a slight gust of wind, causing him to crumple like a blade of grass. He wailed to the heavens and tore his clothes, and then clothed himself in sackcloth and ashes for 7 days of mourning. James had also criticized the Uyghurs in concentration camps for crying alligator tears, quote-unquote, and quote-unquote, eating sour heads, according to sources.
You're being rude. You're fake news. You're fake news. Stop being rude. You're fake news.